facing what seems to be impossible situations? Stay tuned for important instructions from Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's on receiving supernatural harvests on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us, and he and I are already having a good time.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, don't want to miss these broadcasts if you're interested in increase.
Right.
Crop.
That's right.
Not crop failure, but crop abundance.
That's right.
So, George, that's...
crop abundance.
You're preaching to me now.
Oh, Gloria, thank you so much for inviting me to be on here with you. I love the process of preparation, but I even love more hearing what Gloria has to say when we come in here. And I wish you could be with us before these broadcasts start, because there's so much revelation that comes. As a matter of fact, I'll share a couple of things that Gloria said before we went on the air today. But before that, I want to let you know that all of the outlines that Gloria and I are working with here, those are available to you on kcm.org. Go to the picture of Gloria and me, click onto it, and it will take you not only to this one outline, it will take you to every outline that you and I have done over all of these 338 broadcasts together.
This number 338.
338, and we are well over a million.
No wonder we're prospering, George.
Yes, we are prospering. I take that. I receive it. I want you to take that. I want you to receive it. And that's why Gloria and I are on here doing this today.
That's right.
Is because we want you to prosper. It is the will of God for His people
Abundance
to prosper.
Is the will of God.
And, you know, there are naysayers about prosperity. But really, think about it. Do you want to be the kind of person that you always come up short, you can't pay your bills, and you've got debt hanging over you?
No, I remember that old person.
Or would you rather be the person that pays all of their bills and they have much left over and there's a tremendous amount in storehouse and they're continually giving? Mm-hmm. I want to be that person.
That's me. I want to be there.
That's right. That's me. Now, that's mm-hmm. that's a sermon title right there.
Uh-huh. That's me. That's me.
So today, what we're going to do is we continue on in this study of the year of abundant harvest. That's
Praise
the word
God.
Of the Lord
that
through Brother
so
Copeland.
Good.
The year of abundant harvest. And you know, Gloria, these words from the Lord do not have an expiration date.
No.
When we get to the end of this year, and I'm saying this for a particular reason, because what they do is they take these broadcasts and not only show them in the time slot that we have, but then we have a program called The Prosperous Life, and that Prosperous Life, they take all of our previous broadcasts and they put them in this broadcast. So this may air 2 years from now.
Wow.
Well, I'm telling you that even though this is 2019 and you may be watching us in 2022, sounds strange, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There is no expiration date on these words from the Lord. What I'm saying to you is...
Eternal words.
It's an eternal word. It's an eternal word that belongs to us. So those of you that are watching us 3 years from now, this still is yours. This belongs to you.
Oh, man, it's still good.
So it's still good.
This is an eternal word.
It is. It's an eternal
it's the word.
Word
of the Lord.
Yep. That's
Praise
right.
God.
So today, Gloria, I want us to look at... I titled this one, Supernatural Harvest.
I like it.
Supernatural Harvest. There are limitations in a natural harvest, mm-hmm. but there are no limitations in the Spirit, mm-hmm. none whatsoever. And we have here an example.
You might only have 10 acres to sow in
yeah,
the natural harvest.
In the natural harvest.
But you've got the whole world to sow in.
It's wide open. That's
no
exactly
limits.
Right.
No limits.
There are no limits. And we find here, we're going to talk about Isaac. And in this first part about the supernatural harvest that he reaped. Now, in this story about Isaac, Genesis 26, we're looking at, and in verse 1, it says there was a famine in the land. Now, a famine...
In other words, today they'd be saying this is hard times.
Yeah, hard
this
times.
This is hard times. It's
yep.
hard times.
Yep.
Hard times.
It sounds like you've heard...
Over and over and over.
It sounds like you've heard that before in your lifetime.
I've heard it.
Hard times.
There was a famine in the land.
Famine in the land. These are hard times. Serious economic turn.
We can get rid of those hard times.
That's right. There was a severe shortage mm-hmm. in the land. But look at this in verses 12 through 14.
Okay.
Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him.
Now, let me say this, George,
yes,
about
please,
that.
Yes, please, please.
Those were hard times.
Those were hard times.
But he sowed anyway.
Yes, he did.
And he reaped anyway.
He did.
Glory
he did.
Glory to God.
He did. He did not
eat his seed.
He didn't eat his seed. Mm-hmm. No, no. And that was, you know, I had never thought about that, Gloria, until you mentioned it. She mentioned this right before the broadcast. She said, I'm going to teach you a lesson right here. And you said this. In famine, don't keep it tight. You have to sow.
That's right.
And then this is what Gloria did. She went like this. Don't keep it tight. In other words, you're holding on to it.
I think about my grandma and her big black purse. Take it out. Open it up. Sow. Hallelujah.
There are times, and I'm sure maybe you've seen this in the early days of church when you've gone to church and they pass the plate. And there's some folks that are reluctantly putting in that money.
Yeah.
But you know,
I never saw the plate running over either.
No.
Where I went to church.
You never.
It was a flat one, the bag.
It was a flat one. And you never heard
it. Like that, you know.
You never heard anybody say, we need to get another plate. This one's full.
We got to get a bigger bag.
Well, so Gloria's telling me this before we start. She said, in famine, don't keep it tight. Mm-hmm. You have to sow. And then you said this, he didn't eat his seed.
No, don't eat your seed.
Don't eat your seed. That's so important, especially in hard times. And there may be folks right now watching us that are experiencing what are called hard times.
That's right.
Shortage of some
kind. It is a hard time.
But we're telling you that don't hold on to that seed, but you sow, you tithe, you make sure that you are continually doing that.
You know, it seemed like I heard somebody say, well, I just don't have anything I could sow to get a harvest. Here's the thought.
Yeah.
Do something for somebody. Mm. Go mow that old widow's lawn over there.
Perfect.
That needs help.
Perfect.
You know, sow yourself. I mean, that's your biggest seed anyway.
Oh, Gloria. That's right.
So you've always got a seed if you'll just think about it.
That's wonderful.
Praise God.
That's good.
Amen.
Well, we were reading this, and then this came to mind.
And you can take the harvest in cash.
Yes.
Sow your seed. Go do your good deeds.
Yep.
Help people.
And then claim your harvest.
Believe your harvest. Amen.
That's it right there.
Praise God.
That's it right there. You heard it first. Well, we were sitting here talking before we went on the air, and what rose up in me is something that you had said many years ago, a few years ago. We were talking about debt freedom. It was one of the times that we talked on the broadcast about debt freedom. Mm-hmm. And you said something that was so stunning. You said you have to sow your way out of debt. I'd never heard that phrase before.
I believe that.
You have to sow your way out.
In other words, what some people try to do to get out of debt is hoard.
Mm.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't spend this. We can't give this to the church.
Yeah.
We've got to save it. Times are hard. No, you don't hoard your way out. You sow your way out.
You sow your way out.
Glory to God.
You sow your way out. And that's why if a farmer has seed.
That's why the tithe is so important.
Tell me.
Now, if you know anything about the Word of God where tithing is concerned, you know the tithe comes when?
First.
We tithe first.
Yep.
And then the blessings on the rest.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You tithe, like you said, you tithe the first and the best.
Yeah.
And the blessing of increase is on the rest.
That's right.
So that's where tithing comes into the crop. And tithing also opens the windows of heaven.
That's right.
So that there can be a blessing that's poured out from heaven. Well, throughout Old Testament, we see especially where there were rains. There were rains, and when it rained, then the crop would yield its fruit. Well, there's rain that comes out of heaven that feeds that crop and takes care of that harvest for it to be able to grow and flourish, and then we reap it.
Yeah.
So that's what Isaac did. Isaac, even though there was a famine in the land, he sowed in the land and he received in the same year.
He sowed. He didn't say, well, I'm just going to keep my seed back. Maybe next year it'll be better. What would have happened? He'd have gotten zilch. Nothing.
Zilch.
Zero.
Zilch.
But you can see that this doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. We don't want, we have to get rid of the spirit of zilch. But
I've heard it.
It is a, I think it's a word.
I hope it's a nice word.
Well, if it's not, we'll have to bleep you out.
I just didn't know what it was, but I've heard that.
No.
Zero, nothing.
Zero, nothing. He sowed, and the Lord blessed him. It says, He received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him.
Yeah.
He blessed him.
I like that same year part.
Yes. That's what I was going to mention was the same year. In this year, we are expecting harvest.
Amen.
We're expecting massive, abundant harvest in this year. And it says here, the man waxed great, and he went forward, and he grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him.
No doubt he kept sowing.
He kept sowing. Yes. Yes, he kept sowing. He would continually sow and look at all that he had. And this is very interesting, Gloria. I did some research about this. And this was in Gerar, where he sowed that crop that reaped the hundredfold. And I found out that in Gerar, the normal production of harvest was less than 25-fold.
That's interesting.
And he reaped 100-fold.
It wasn't a normal harvest.
That wasn't
a natural harvest.
That was not a natural harvest.
It was a supernatural,
supernatural harvest. That was a supernatural harvest. He reaped 100-fold in the same year. And see, that's what we have to do. We've got to believe God together that we are going to reap our 100-fold in the same year. I'm claiming that for my household.
That's right.
I'm claiming that for my children, my family, and I'm claiming that for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church, and the Kenneth Copeland Bible College, that we are reaping 100-fold this year.
Praise God.
This year
That's
it's coming
good,
in.
George.
It's
That's
coming
good.
In. Now, I was, this scripture in the Message translation, the same scripture, I was actually listening to, it was Bill Winston at the Believers Convention last year. And I was listening to Pastor Bill preach, and he quoted this scripture, and Gloria, it just went off on the inside of me. And it's this verses 12 and 13 in the Message translation. Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge
harvest.
God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. Gloria, I claim that.
Amen, George.
I claim it. I'm getting richer and richer by the day.
Now, what are you going to have to do, George?
I'm going to have to sow.
You're going to have to sow.
I'm going to have to sow, and I'm going to have to reap. And I'm going to have to tithe. And I'm going to have to sow, and I'm going to have to reap. And I'm going to tithe and harvest. It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
Now, somebody that doesn't know what you do, that you sow and you reap, you sow and you reap.
Right.
You don't just reap, you sow and you reap. They'd think, well, that man is, he's just blessed. He's just lucky. Things always go well with him. It's because he's sowing.
That's right.
And reaping the harvest of it.
Like Genesis
Don't
said.
Don't ever be jealous of another man's harvest.
Right.
If you want to harvest yourself.
Don't
that's
ever
new
be
and fresh.
That's
Don't ever be jealous of another man's harvest.
Yep.
If
you want to harvest yourself. That's right.
When you see somebody else being blessed, Ken and I have said this before, but so thank God the line is moving.
That's
somebody else. Here we are in an old car and somebody got a new car. Well, the line is moving.
The line is moving. The line is moving.
Hallelujah.
What we do in church, Gloria, if we read some great testimony about something like this, and people just say it's spontaneously, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
That happens to us all the time.
Amen. The line is moving.
The line is moving. So this scripture, the man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy.
You know, if you get richer and richer by the day, you're humming. You know, by the month is good. We're glad to get richer and richer by the month.
But you're humming.
But by the day, hallelujah. God's moving.
God's moving. He's moving. The Lord had me do something very interesting some years ago. We were believing. We were actually building our house at the time, believing for the finances, renovating the house and paying as we go. And the Lord had me do something. I would drive through the drive-through of the bank every day. And the Lord had me do that as a faith exercise.
What'd you do? Just
I would wave, would pull up to the window and stop, look, wave, and go through.
Practicing.
Every day. I was practicing going to the bank every day making deposits. And there came a time when there was a particular week, I went through the bank like three times that week. And this time I stopped and I made deposits.
Praise God.
That was a faith exercise that the Lord gave to me.
I like that. I hadn't thought of that.
In times of famine, we don't just survive, we thrive.
That's right.
And Psalm 37, 18 and 19 in the New Living, it says, even in famine, they will have more than enough. And the Hebrew of that says, He will supply until no more is needed.
Yes, more than enough.
In Jeremiah, we're looking at Jeremiah 17, and we're talking about a supernatural harvest in spite of the economic conditions. It does not matter what is happening around us, Gloria. What matters is that we are sowing.
It doesn't matter what's happening around us, George. It matters what's happening in us. Glory to God.
What's happening around us.
Hallelujah.
It matters what's happening in us.
That's right. I mean, you think about it. Now, if it's famine and you're just sitting on the front porch spitting off the corner there and rocking, saying, nothing ever works out for us. We'll never get out of this. And the wife said, I know it. Shut up, you old fool. You'll not get out. You got to do something. You got to change what you say.
You really do.
Begin to expect something.
Have you actually seen that? It sounds like you have.
Well, I've seen pretty close.
Pretty near close to it.
I always think about Centerpoint, you know, when I think about the old folks and how they'd do. And they were all really good people, but they didn't know anything much about the Word. And I'd say almost. But they all believed in God, but they just never had anybody teach them. Yeah. In fact, me too, I was just a kid, you know.
Sure.
But they were good, and they were good-hearted people, and they came out. They prospered enough to make it, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I always think about them on the front porches rocking. And one, my aunt, this has nothing to do with anything, but my aunt, my grandmother's sister, she had the switchboard in her bedroom for the town. And so when you want to talk to somebody, you'd call May, and she'd say, what can I help you? And they'd say, I want to talk to Claude. Okay. And she'd put it in there and talk to Claude. Now that's how far back we were.
Wow. We've come a long way.
She had a bed and a rocking chair and a switchboard.
And a switchboard. She could do that in bed.
We didn't have a sheriff. We didn't have any police. Isn't that funny?
Did you have party lines?
Did we have party lines? Oh, what do you think we did for fun? We didn't have any TV. For the most part, we didn't have TV.
So would you pick up the phone and somebody be talking to you?
No, but I didn't have access to a party line. But those that did, I feel like they were entertained quite a lot. And you could just talk to everybody at one time if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I go way back.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you've come a long way, though.
I have. You better know it. That'll just show you how far you can go.
It really does. You really have.
Now I got a phone in every room.
And nobody's listening. Oh, man. Where do I go from here?
I have no idea.
Go to the second.
You have to sew your way out of debt.
Yeah, you do. That's exactly right. Go to the last page, Gloria.
Okay.
The second page. I think we can finish up with this one. We're talking about these supernatural harvests. Immediate harvest.
I like the sound of that.
John 6:11, Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled the 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. You know, we're familiar with this, but that was an immediate harvest. That little boy came with the fish and the loaves, gave it to Jesus.
That's the way we like it, is immediate.
Immediate harvests. And I have a testimony here that some of the testimonies that I've collected. But this lady wrote in, it's number 2 there on your page.
Okay.
This woman wrote and she said, I had made plans to attend one of Brother Copeland's meetings. At that time, I needed $10,000 miracle for a particular need. I almost didn't attend, but I knew that I needed to be there. I decided to bring a $1,000 seed to the meeting to sow toward a harvest of $10,000.
That was a big seed.
But listen to this. Before the seed was in the ground, the $10,000 showed up.
God saw her heart.
Yeah.
He saw a heart.
Yep.
That was believing.
Yep.
And acting. That would dare act.
That
he
would
saw
dare
her
act.
Faith. That's what he saw.
So when that $10,000 came, she actually came to the meeting and sowed that into the offering at that meeting.
My
but that was not only an immediate harvest, that was an Amos 9:13 harvest. The time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested.
We receive that speeding up.
The speeding up of the process.
Praise God.
It really is. You could describe it. Have you ever heard of Miracle-Gro?
Oh, yeah.
Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm.
And how we should be experiencing Miracle-Gro in our lives.
Let's begin to believe for that.
Father, we receive in Jesus' name.
For all the people
Miracle-Gro
and ourselves.
In our harvest. Yes,
yes
for everyone
Lord.
Watching.
Yes,
we
yes.
claim these immediate
Faith,
harvests. Miracle-Gro.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We claim it right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
We take our harvest. How do you get Miracle-Gro? Faith. You believe for your harvest.
Yep.
Now, immediate harvest.
Yep.
You believe for immediate harvest. If you're sowing this money into an offering,
yep.
I believe for immediate harvest.
Immediate harvest.
Come to me now.
Yes.
And then say it. I'm getting immediate harvest. I have received Miracle-Gro harvest. Amen. George and I'll be right back.
What you plant will always be the very thing you harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. They're what our Father said would never cease. However, harvest is not automatic.
We think about the fruit.
Yes.
But we don't think about what it takes to have the fruit.
Yeah.
Which is to believe you receive it, to say it.
That's right.
And act like you got it, talk like you got it.
That's right.
And refuse to doubt.
Not doubt in your heart.
That's what we have to do.
That's our part in this.
With the Reap Your Harvest package, you'll understand the responsibility you have to reap your own harvest. It's up to you to sow good seeds, seeds of kindness, love, and generosity, and to reap a great harvest of blessing. God's blessing enables you to share His goodness with others. These broadcast messages on DVD, MP3, or digital download, along with the corresponding study notes, will teach you how to take the steps necessary to bring in your abundant harvest here and now.
Request your free Reap Your Harvest package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons and become a productive harvester of all the seed you've sown. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for this free resource from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
It's Salvation Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and this is your opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And you know, just before we went on the air for this, I thought about this scripture in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sowed His Son.
Yeah.
And we are the harvest.
That's right.
of all that He has wanted to do.
You know, George, a new birth is the first step to a better life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're not going to get a better life, a really better life, a good life, without being born over again.
Yep.
Because you got too many things messed up.
Yeah, I like.
And you know, people just, that's why Jesus came. If it hadn't been necessary for Him to pay the price by giving His own life, it wouldn't have been necessary if there hadn't been any increase or any betterment or any improvement.
Exactly. Any improvement.
But now we don't have to stay the same way we've, I mean, the person on death row in prison murdered somebody.
Yeah.
They're going to execute him in a day or two. He can still make Jesus the Lord of his life and be born over again.
Mm.
I've been there. I know. I've seen it. Praise God. I've prayed with them.
I like what you said.
Isn't that something,
the
though?
The first step to a better life is making Jesus the Lord of your life.
That's right. That's right.
And if you never have, I want you to say this out loud. I'll say this and Gloria will repeat it.
Yes.
And we'll just usher you in
Praise
to the
God.
Kingdom
this
of God.
This is your day.
This is your day. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Do something with
it. Do something with
it. Make it a better life.
Make it a better life.
I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
The infilling of the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise God.
Gloria, we have for them a book that you and Kenneth wrote. He did it all for you, as well as some brochures about how to study your Bible and Psalms and Proverbs. And this will just help you in this better life that Gloria just talked about. I never really heard it put that way before. This is your introduction to a better life. So this is available to you. Just follow the information and you can go ahead and receive that from us and just rejoice in this new life that you have.
Praise
Father,
God.
I thank you
thank
for
you.
All of those who have just made Jesus
Bless
Christ
the
Lord of their lives.
Reveal your word to them.
Yes, Lord,
study.
Reveal your word.
Glory to
In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
You know, the spiritual, I know we're out of time. He's pointing at me. The spiritual life is a growth.
Yeah.
If you do it right, you keep growing.
Yeah.
You start here, start with a new birth, and then you keep growing. You receive the Holy Spirit, keep going the Word, keep obeying, and you grow up.
Yes, you grow up.
And the Bible says, become greater.
Yeah.
Greater on the inside.
Yeah, that's
Hallelujah.
Right.
This is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, begin your new life in Christ Jesus and live in the goodness God has for you. Request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.